And then he worked for the smelter until he was grown. And then he became a banker.
Mm-hmm.
And he was with the bank here in El Paso. He was a vice president in charge of mortgages until the bank closed in 29. And then he had his own mortgage company, and he sold real estate.
Oh. Not for a company, but...
No, by just himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have real estate companies at that time. Later, they came in after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And I say the war, World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But at that time, most everybody just worked for themselves. And he'd take an old house, and he'd buy it and fix it up. And we'd move into it, and he'd sell it, and we'd move out to the next one. That's the way I lived all over El Paso doing that.
Hmm. Did a lot of people do that?
No. Yeah. People do it now, but they weren't, didn't mm-hmm. do so much then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about your grandfather's education on your father's side? You know, what was
on
his
my father's side?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was their background?
He came from Canada.
Hmm.
His family, his father went in the Queen's Guards in Canada. And he came down to Houston. And that's where he met my grandmother. And he worked in a hotel. He was a clerk at the hotel. And I don't know what he did other than that. But then he got with the railroad. And he was a conductor on the railroad for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Daddy happened to be born at Wooten Wells, Texas. And they moved to El Paso. And then he died when my father was, like, you know, in the sixth grade. He was on the train, and he had a heart attack between mm-hmm. here and Damon. Died.
Wow. And what about your father's mother?
She was raised on a plantation. There in East Texas, by Houston somewhere. I don't know where. I don't know a lot. And then she married him. Her name was Isaacs. Or was it Jacobs? I always get mixed up, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, she brought her mammy with her when she came to El Paso. I don't ever know what happened to the mammy.
Huh, there's no stories about the mammy.
Well, no, uh-uh.
Hmm.
Then after my grandfather died, then she married again, Mr. Burroughs.
Oh, okay.
She, after my grandfather died, she had seven children, that she had to take care of, and she never worked in her life.
Wow.
So she opened a boarding house and fed the engineers and people on the trains, had rooms for them.
Yeah, that must have been a pretty good business right by the train depot.
Yeah, and she was down about, and yeah, that's pretty good for a girl that was raised on a plantation
mm-hmm.
to do something like this.
Sure. And what about your mother's mother and father?
Let's see. My grandfather on my mother's side, Joe Dwyer, was one of many children, and he was of all his brothers and sisters, he was the only one that his mother cared for. She didn't like the rest of them, evidently. And his father was a judge in Texas. I think in San Antonio or Corpus Christi. Anyway, it was interesting. He married, performed the ceremony for my mother's grandmother and grandfather when they married in San Antonio. Isn't that interesting?